You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, and the American government has been shut down. But don't worry, Millpool is the only national treasure you need to worry about, and he's open for business.
I'm Canadian.
We're just okay, and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
Thanks for listening to episode 28.
28!
28! Of Just Okay Gamers. My name is Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally. Hi.
Hi. It's Millpool, guys.
He's so dreamy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, guys? It's Nat.
Hey, Nat.
Nah.
Nah, 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 nah,
nah, nah, nah, nah, nah, nah, nah, nah.
He's jiggy with it.
Good opening. It's strong. It's getting the job done. How's your week's been?
Good. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, we're recording on a Tuesday. We're going to be doing this for the next few weeks.
6 weeks?
Maybe forever if it works out this way. We'll see. At least 6 weeks we're going to be doing it this way.
Wait, we have to record this podcast forever?
Yep. We never stop.
For six weeks.
And until one of us dies. When one of us dies, then we all enter a contest to the death. We have to fight each other, kill each other.
So we all die?
Well, except for one.
There wouldn't be much of a podcast then.
Hey, it's the Three Musketeers, okay? All for one and one for all, duh.
So does the one surviving person keep recording?
Yep.
Yep.
They make murder life cast. Because they have to murder the other ones. It depends. If Nasty died of, like, getting hit by a bus, I think I could take the other two. But if, like, Wally died, I think Nasty would probably win because he's a Marine.
I don't know. Yeah. I think you could take, you have that kind of angry fat man rage. But I think we could take you.
A little bit of Gragas rage in him?
Yeah.
I could be just a little sneaky if people. I wanted to.
You're going to hide behind a bus?
Yep. And just
the
stare.
One that he hit me with?
And then I think I'd use car bombs.
What, the drink?
Yep. I'd fill your...
You'd ply his car bombs?
And then I just shoot your heads with a gun.
Got some Irish car bombs. Oh, that's mighty kind of you. Oh, they're
take
drunk.
Take some car bombs to the face.
Yeah, once you're drunk, it'd be all over.
Car bombs, they burn.
You guys do anything fun?
It's a work week, man.
Yeah, but we had the weekend in between the podcast.
I suppose.
Nasty went to Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it was decent fun until I broke out in hives and had to go to the hospital. But until then, I was happy.
Okay.
You're what?
See, this. I won't get into it. I'll yell at you after the podcast.
It's weird.
No, I had a great time. I really did. It was a lot of fun. Got to see a bunch of people that I don't get to see very often except for once a year. And got to drink a lot of alcohol and make a lot of dumb decisions.
Did anyone at Oktoberfest realize that it wasn't October yet?
Well, that's the whole point, is you're bringing in October. Kind of like bringing in the new year. You know, you party on the 31st.
Yeah, but you also party on the 1st.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you partying right now? Because today's October 1st.
Well, I'm not, but Oktoberfest is still going on.
Is
until
it?
Until this weekend, yeah. It's a week and a half long event.
Okay. Sounds cool. Yeah. Did you wear lederhosen?
No, I don't have any. They're expensive.
Really?
I want to get some, though. Yeah, they're like $200.
Just make your own out of some felt.
Just go, like, get some hot glue or something like that?
Yeah, you can
glue
totally
them all
make
together.
Some.
I'm so happy you said felt.
I like felt.
I went home for my sister's birthday.
How was that?
Fantastic.
How old is your sister?
She's 22.
Oh, that's a good age.
Great. Can I tell you what I bought her?
Sure.
I bought her poo-pourri.
Does it smell like poop?
You should Google it or go on Amazon. It's one of the number one selling items. It's a spray where you spray the John in the water before you shit, and it neutralizes the smell, 100% guaranteed. It has more reviews and more positive reviews than the iPhone.
Really?
Yep.
What about your farts?
Takes care of all the smells from the majority of the experience, I've
been
told.
Does it smell like flowers and shit?
It has. There's actually different flavors. There's chocolatey, there's flowers, there's a whole bunch of stuff. But it's all under the poopery umbrella.
Does your sister have notoriously bad-smelling poops?
No, I think it's, you know, the standard poop any human would endure. I mean, it's marketed towards women predominantly, basically saying one spray and they'll never know you were there, quote-unquote.
Would your sister be mortified if she heard me ask that question?
Yeah, but she'd probably cop up to it.
Okay. You win. Today I had a rodeo. A rodeo.
Yeah, how did that go?
It went well. Basically, I work with some large equipment. Well...
why is that funny?
Because large
his pee-pee's a tractor trailer wide, yep, and two football fields long. Duh,
that's it.
It's serrated.
I need a bobcat to load my penis into my pants.
I think you would need more than just a bobcat for that.
No, because the bobcat, it kind of has like this,
like a tiger.
It has like an initial roll set on it, so you can start the roll and then just push it with the bobcat.
Is that the bobcat in the background?
Yeah,
it's roaring up.
It's backing up. The bobcat that I have, that I bought, I had to buy it to load my pee-pee into my pants. It makes a meow sound when it backs up. So they're just parking it for the night because I took my pants off and they needed to unload my penis. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
So anyway,
thanks for clarifying.
What a rodeo is we drive a bunch of big equipment and we have a contest, but it's like a safety contest. We have to drive like a big snowplow truck through an obstacle course, and we had to use a bobcat to pick up a basketball and then dump it into a bucket, which was pretty cool. Everybody was getting real into that one. And you had to swing it around and not hit the cones while you were backing it up and trying to drop it into the bucket.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I didn't win. So,
do you get fired if you don't win?
Only last place gets fired. Second to last, oddly enough, gets sexual favors from everyone. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Is there a gender rule in there, or you start just everyone just starts going at it?
It was all men.
Solid.
See, I'm glad I asked that ahead of time.
No, we had one attractive girl in the whole class. There were several girls there.
You had one? What happened to her?
She got ran over by the skidster.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. She's not so attractive anymore. Her face is all like like ground beef. Yeah, I witnessed someone get maimed today.
Solid.
It was a good day. Well, does anyone else anything else to add about their weeks?
No.
Nope.
Millpool, you didn't do anything fun this weekend?
Not really. I played some games.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, let's get into the league talk. We got a lot to talk about.
We do.
We've got our final two teams for the World Championships.
Yay.
And those two teams are TSM and Velocity.
Yes.
We yep. made it.
I knew it.
North America.
Go, LA. No, the teams are SKG versus Royal Club.
I didn't even think Velocity made it into Worlds, but...
No, they were last place in the
yeah.
split.
Yeah. Good for them.
They
yeah.
did good.
There were some fun semi-qualifier rounds. What is that what it is? Semi-finals?
Yes.
Semi-finals.
Semi-qualifier final rounds. I mostly caught the Fnatic and Royal Club Games. I didn't really
Which was see. Called correctly by you guys, by the way.
Yep. Well, by me and Millpool. Well, the whole... Yeah, everyone was called that one correctly.
No, I didn't. I was being contrary.
Except, yeah, except to you.
A guy can dream.
Yeah. A guy can dream.
A guy can dream. I want telecom. I'm sorry, I was impersonating Nasty.
Oh.
That joke fell flat. Okay, well, I want telecom to go all the way.
Cool.
Just saying, so I have to like pick a winner that isn't any of my favorites.
You should wait until I pose the question. We're still talking about Royal Club.
I don't need to like
Fnatic.
Obey your rules.
Yes, I'm you sorry. Do.
Let me check the notes here. Wait for Guido.
Oh wait, let me check the notes.
Yeah, you should
realize,
all check the notes.
It says wait Guido for Guido. Fucked up the intro again.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Stupid idiot.
RumbleBoxes.com.
Why don't you, when I say, is that it? Is that it for the week? Why don't any of you say something?
We're
you know, this is a
it.
Team effort. It should not fall on my shoulders.
Well, I forgot to, but it's funny to see you fail.
Well, let's it do it in
it
between.
It is pretty funny to watch you rage. Most of the time, Mumbles is forgotten.
Let's do it in between League and General Gaming.
Yeah, let's forget about it again.
Do anything. You're not my real dad.
You're not the boss, man.
So yeah, the Royal Club Fnatic games were pretty fun to watch. It was a 5-game series, and I think it went Royal Club won the first one, Fnatic the second.
No, it was a 4-game series.
It was a 4-game series?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They won that fourth one.
Yep.
Yeah, Fnatic surprised me. They did pretty well. Especially the game that they won. Right?
Yeah, only one of them died.
That's what gave me kind of an upset hope.
Yeah, and then watching the fourth game, they were doing really well up until the end of it, where they just kind of fell apart and were getting dominated by the, I guess, basically the late game makeup of Royal Club's team, I think.
Yeah.
It was just a stronger late game team, and they dragged it out until late game for that purpose, I feel.
Yeah, well, they had support Annie, which is really different. A lot of people aren't really doing in that game, and it just kind of seemed like, you know, you would want to try and rush it as Fnatic with a comp like that because you don't have a support that's really meant to be down there.
Right.
But that is also what Royal Club's also known for, is their weird off, you know, team
exactly.
comps and stuff like that.
And that probably threw them for a loop, especially, I guess, late game, too, because, I mean, you don't see that kind of any play late game.
Yep.
I don't know. It was a fun series. I'm a little disappointed Fnatic didn't make it. Out of the four teams, I would have liked to see them in the finals the most.
It would have been nice seeing not two Asian central teams. Or like,
here we go.
You know what I mean? Like, it would have been nice to just see two separate sections of the world playing in it this year as opposed to, you know, kind of like a repeat of what last year was. But you know what? They're good. Can't get over it. You know, it just means that everybody else in the world needs to step up their game a little bit.
Yeah. Step it up, world. Rest of world.
I don't think they're not going to listen to you.
No, look, they will. All
you
right?
think so?
Look, me and World, we're going to have a heart to heart right now.
Me and World.
World, I've been watching you lately. And you're just not performing to the best of your abilities. You need to step it up, all right? Look me in the eyes when I talk to you.
It's like a quasi-lecture, quasi-like R&B intro.
What about the SKT game?
It was close. It went 3-2 all the way through all 5 games. And Najee and Black really started out strong. And then the next game, they looked strong again, but SKT pulled it out. And then it just kept going back and forth and back and forth all the way down to the last game. So it was a really fun series to watch.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
I'd have to say, though, that for sure Benji, SKT's jungler, is by far their MVP. I know everybody watches, you know, Faker and Piglet and says how they're, like, the ones that are taking all, like, getting all the kills and stuff like that, but Benji's always setting them up for that and, you know, really making great plays in the jungle.
Yeah. I think overall in the championship series, the junglers don't get enough credit.
No, I don't think so. Because there's a lot more of, like, support aspects picked in jungles as far as, like, competitive goes than the, like, assassin-y jungles.
Right.
And in the jungler for Cloud9 was, like, the MVP for the LCS.
Yeah, Meteos.
Meteos, yeah. He was constantly getting recognition.
And he also had the best KDA in the LCS NA, which is pretty sweet.
Cool. So we're going to see SKT versus Royal Club. What's your predictions, guys?
I wanted to prolong the silence as much as possible.
What are the options again?
SKT versus right. Royal Club.
Right. SKT.
Royal Club.
There's no one else.
You can vote for just... yeah, one of those two.
I should mention that the current public vote is nearly dead even on PvPnet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say it. I'm going to say SKT's going to take it. So there.
Yeah. I want to choose them for the most arbitrary reason possible, and I say it's their outfits.
Yeah.
I really think SKT
just for their outfits.
They look like NASCAR pit drivers.
Pit drivers?
Pit crew.
Millpool?
If I have to pick, I'll probably say SKT.
SKT, round the board.
Plus it's Korea.
The stats point to it. It just is how it is.
I like a lot of Korean television shows. So I think that should make that call based on that.
Right. Korean television shows.
I do.
So, like what?
My Lovely Samsung.
All right. You could make that up and I wouldn't know. There's no way that I would know that. Yeah, my favorite Korean TV show is Howdy Stranger Love.
Probably exists.
What's that about?
There's these two Koreans, all right? They're both
down.
Attempting to be cowboys. All right?
Sweet.
They don't know each other.
It's Korean okay? Dream.
They don't know each other at all, but they met each other on a ranch. All right? And they fall in love. They're men. Okay? They go up to this mountain. They enter a tent. One of them spits on his hand. They have anal sex in a tent.
That's whoa. Terrible.
This is a sitcom?
Yep.
Sitcom.
Howdy, Stranger Love. I think that's their English translation. So are you guys doing anything special for Worlds?
I'd like to.
Yeah, I'd like to, too, with you.
Yeah.
First, we'll get a bottle of wine.
Okay.
Right? Dim the lights.
Okay.
We'll turn on Howdy Stranger Love.
Yes.
So you're not even gonna watch Worlds?
No.
Like your world celebration has nothing to do with Worlds.
Well, I said something special.
It's what we did last year for Worlds.
Yeah. We drank wine and watched a Korean sitcom.
I'm actually doing something for Worlds.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm going to 16-bit bar and arcade. They're going to be throwing a finale party.
Oh, yeah. We should probably look into that, too, Hungry, if Lounge 42 is doing
they anything. Are. I saw that Lounge 42, which is like the local self-proclaimed nerd bar in Milwaukee, is throwing... They're having like a viewing party. An official one, too.
Yeah, ours is official.
Sweet.
So we could go there and watch it.
Awesome.
If you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
What are you going to do, Millpool?
Well, I'll probably just watch it at home. Nothing special.
Boring.
Hey, if I lived closer to you guys, I would go with you.
I would
you
go with
just
you
come
too.
Anyway. Drive down.
Yeah, just fly here.
Mm.
I'm really good. I only go to fly. I will only fly to you if you promise to put on Stranger Happy, whatever.
Only if you get the name correct. I've said it 10 times now. You should know the name. What's the name? What's the name of it?
Clue.
What's the name?
I do not remember the name of your weird cowboy gay sex period soap opera.
Has anyone ever compared it to Brokeback Mountain?
Sounds a lot like
what?
That.
No?
Okay.
Now that Sorry. You say that, it does have some slight similarities. Like, there are horses in the show. And if I remember, there are horses in Brokeback Mountain.
And cowboys.
I think that's probably where it ends. No. No.
They both said Montana?
Well, it's the Korean equivalent of Montana. Which is...
what is it called?
Montanya.
Montanya?
It doesn't sound Korean.
I don't know what they're doing there with the production. Like, I don't make these choices. I just watch a show. So lay off, all right?
How many seasons has it been going for?
43.
Sounds like the longest running sitcom ever.
Yeah, it's weird because the TV schedule in Korea is way shorter. So a season is one episode.
Yeah, the season's like two episodes. I was going to say that.
No, okay.
Got it?
Yep.
But each episode is 18 hours long.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Where are we?
So that's what we're doing for Worlds. Cool. Yeah, there's a lot of viewing parties going on, I guess. People are getting all into it. It should be fun, I guess. I don't know. I'd almost prefer watching it at my house with a six-pack.
Instead of going out?
Kinda.
I mean, we could do it either way. It doesn't matter to me.
With a guy with his shirt off with a six-pack?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Is that you?
Yep.
He just like leaving his stands next to you silent as you stroke it?
Yeah. That's what I want. Oh, this podcast is going weird.
You know, the 16-bit Barn Arcade one's going to be awesome. They have a giant screen. Projection screen. Man, I am tired. And the entire, they're going to turn off all the games around the screen. They're going to make all of the games free for anybody watching the stream.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of watching the stream?
Well, I mean, for the entire night, like in between the breaks, when it's over, before it starts, as long as you buy into the evening, you get like a drink for free and all the games are free.
Are you going alone?
No, I'm bringing my friend Corey.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, have fun.
That's cool.
I will.
Yeah, the one in Milwaukee doesn't seem... I mean, they're just going to have it on some TVs. I'm going to have to buy some expensive drinks.
Yeah,
sit
you know
in some uncomfortable chairs or not sit at all.
You guys need a proper nerd bar. I mean, that's a nice place, but it's just a bunch of couches with some copies of like
Halo
and yeah. Card games and stuff. I mean,
I feel like that's all I saw.
16-bit Barn Arcade is like a ring of old 70s, 80s, and 90s arcade games against the wall with the bar in the middle.
Cool.
Sounds a lot cooler than ours.
Yeah.
Thanks, I want Wally. You guys to come down here. I'm going to buy you all drinks. Because if you buy a drink, you play for free any night.
Oh, really? So like, you don't have to pay for any of the games if you
just buy
drinks?
The games are free as long as you buy booze.
What? Hmm.
So you need to come down here. I will treat you.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Cool. There's patch notes.
There is.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, though, I got a fact.
What's okay. your fact?
So, remember how a couple of, like, what? 3-4 weeks ago, we were saying how Corky needed something really big.
Yeah.
Well, have you noticed how often Corky's been getting picked in all of the world's games?
Yeah, he's got like 100% pick ban.
Not
he?
Quite. It's 93.4% out of the 60 games that have been played this far. So I'm wondering if you think that's going to maintain throughout the next ones.
It'll maintain until this phage nerf comes through, which it just did on this patch.
Yeah, but they're still playing on the last patch for
right.
Worlds, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, they'll still be going for Corki a lot, I think. Why wouldn't they?
Because, I don't know. There was a few games where he wasn't picked and banned, and it was more like Ezreal and Vayne were picked, or other bans were more targeted towards like mid laners that were strong.
Especially like the Koreans, they pick who's ever strongest yeah. on a tier.
They don't really have like favorites that they go to. They just pick whoever the strongest person is.
Right. Whoever gives them the best chance to win.
Yep.
And right now that's Corki. It seems. What's his win yeah. rate in LCS? I wonder. Ooh,
that's something I didn't look up.
Ah.
I'll have Man. That for you next week, though.
You would have got a star if you had that info.
Damn it.
Yep, no star. All right. Patch notes, patch notes. There's a big old patch notes.
There isn't. There's a lot in it this week. This patch.
That's probably our weakest segment music.
That yeah. We
patch notes!
Someone make us a patch notes segue music.
Eventually, we're just going to be like nothing but segue music.
Yep, it's going to be an hour long of just music. That's our ultimate goal, I think. And then Howdy Howdy Stranger Love will buy the music rights for it, and it will be the backing track of 1/18th of an episode.
Yes!
All right. So Jinx is coming out. That's the top of it. But yeah. She's not released yet. She's in the patch, but she's not released yet.
Go figure. They're doing the same Lucian shit.
But Lucian wasn't in the patch, was he? Oh, no, I suppose he was.
Yeah, they uploaded him into the patch, but just never released him.
Did they? No, they had him on PBE for a long time.
Yeah, and that's why. Like yeah. he was on the PBE, and I bet you that Jinx is probably on the PBE too.
Well, she's been on the PBE, but I don't think they. It doesn't Lucian. Matter.
So that's what I'm saying is that like they just upload it to the PBE, but then they don't release the code for us to actually have access to her.
Yeah. We'll get into Jinx in a minute.
Until she comes out?
No, she'll be out sooner. I'm gonna guess in at least a week. After Worlds.
After Worlds seems reasonable enough to me.
Yeah, I could see that.
Any big Garen got a visual upgrade. He looks kind of cool now.
Yeah. His ult is really weird now. It actually like if he kills somebody using it, it changes like everybody's screen that's over it. So it looks like a big shockwave.
Right. It's I heard that people on PBE reporting that it kind of gave them a little frame rate stutter whenever he ulted. I don't know if they fixed that or not, but that was like 2 weeks ago or something.
Word. Olaf got an overhaul, which is pretty sweet. I'm excited about that because I used to play a lot of Olaf.
He needed it.
Yeah, he just got ruined with all the nerfs that they did last time, and I understand why they had to nerf him because he basically just got free stats from everything and didn't even need to do anything but just build health. So I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's good too. There's too much to go over with him.
Yeah.
They changed a shitload with him.
Yeah, so basically what they did is that they just changed his axes so that it has a minimum now of like how far you can throw a minimum distance of how far you can throw it. So that way you don't have to like worry about getting too close to Olaf and he's still gonna slow you. And they also increased the slow percentage but reduced the duration depending on how far you hit it. So like they made it an actual skill shot. And then his W, they just got rid of all the spell vamp, and instead
he just regains flat health.
Yeah, exactly. Well, based on a missing percentage too.
Right. Which is nice. That's
pretty because
nice buff to him.
It's kind of like the whole Tryndamere concept, I guess.
Right.
And then his ult is now when you activate it, it removes the armor and magic resist that you get and gives you bonus AD. So Ragnarok is more like, I'm going to charge in your face and beat the shit out of you, but I'm really not that tanky anymore.
But he still doesn't get affected by any CC.
Correct.
Or snares or anything.
Yep. And they reduced the cooldown on it a lot, or a lot in the early stages, but extended it in the later stages to try and make it more flat.
Cool.
So I'm excited for it. I can't wait to start playing them.
I never got into Olaf. I'll pick him up and give him a shot.
I'm just worried about his jungle with making the axes have a minimum distance now.
Yeah, it's a little more annoying. You got to run back and forth, pick him up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, how does Olaf fit into a team comp? Because he's really good one-on-one, but he just doesn't provide much to a team unless it's like split pushing.
With his new, what is it, W or E? E. No, W. The Vicious Strikes.
It
heals him, and then that coupled with his R, where he's getting attack damage and crowd control immunity, he can get to the back lines or come through the jungle to the back lines and peel off a... He's a peeler, basically. Right. He's going to peel an AD away.
Well, and his passive is where every percentage of health he's missing, he gets increased movement speed as well.
That's what he always has been. I think just with this remake, they made him better at it.
Yeah. So I think he's more of like the charge through everybody and fuck up who he wants to, as opposed to like trying to assassinate somebody by hiding out like Akali or somebody like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if you can hold off on your R until you actually get to the AD. So yeah, you don't lose that armor and magic resist.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. It's a tricky situation for him.
Yeah, he just seems like so niche.
He's all in. Definitely all in. Thresh, some say he might have gotten a nerf. Some say a buff. I don't know.
On his death sentence?
His death sentence. Nasty, yeah.
Yeah, his chain, for those of you who aren't familiar with the names of abilities.
His hook.
His hook, if you will.
His chainy hooky thing.
I like the reasoning why they changed it.
All they did was increase the cooldown.
Yeah.
And if you actually land a successful hook on an enemy, it reduces that cooldown by 3 seconds. So, yeah, basically they're just punishing people who miss. Yeah. So hit those hooks, people.
And miss is a diplomatic way of saying spam it.
Yeah, but even then you couldn't really spam.
Well, no, spam in the sense of, I wonder if this one will do it.
Yeah. But 3 seconds isn't too long. I don't think it's going to affect him too much.
I doubt it.
I don't think it will at all, to be quite honest.
It's more of a think twice kind of a thing, really.
I think it'll be more noticeable at like level 18 or 15. Because when it's at level 18, it's a 12-second cooldown. If you hit a hook, it instantly becomes an 8-second cooldown.
Good point.
Or a 9-second cooldown.
And if you're good at that shit, that's pretty crazy.
So it's pretty much a buff at later levels, but kind of a nerf at earlier levels.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know if it's really either. they nerfed and also buffed him.
Yeah. I think it's a good addition.
They did nothing.
It's not going to do anything to him. Who gives a fuck? Fuck Thresh.
God damn it.
Teemo traps give gold.
Should do all the patch notes.
I'm glad about this. I really am. Because when you get an Oracle and you go and kill like 20 Teemo shrooms and you get shit back for it, and that's the only reason that you bought an Oracle, it really sucks.
Yeah, that's actually kind of big.
If you kill 10 shrooms, that's 100 gold back on your Oracle.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll change. It might change. People are definitely going to be buying Oracles more often in Teemo games.
But that's about it. Yeah, I think that... I don't know.
That's it, guys.
That's it, guy.
They changed a bunch of shit for other maps and stuff, so that doesn't even matter. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Although, I don't understand why they do this. Like, change the champs so much for these other maps. I know they got to keep balance for them somehow, but when I go to play, well, I'd never play them anyways, but when anyone goes to play Dominion or Twisted Tree Line, I just want to hop in and play a tune that I'm familiar with, you know, a champ I'm familiar with. And you can't really do that much anymore, or at least the way that they're doing it now. Eventually, all the champs are going to be changed so that they're different champs in those maps.
I think the only reason that they're doing it is because it's more of a impact by having like one really strong champion compared to, you know, a whole team of five opposed to a team of three. Because if you have that, you can get a good, you know, 2 for 3, and then that person gets a roll, and then all of a sudden they just become a wrecking ball, and even a three-man gank isn't going to be able to do anything if they play it smart.
Yeah, but I'm saying if I wanted to ever play those things, I'd have to learn the champ all over, pretty much. You know, they're not the same champs that I'm used to.
Yeah, I mean, they mainly get nerfed when they go from Summoner's Rift to Twisted Tree Line or Crystal Scar. One or two. There's very rarely any time that they get any kind of buff out of it. So if anything, it's just weaker than what you would be used to.
Yeah. I don't know. They did some other stuff with the menu and stuff. I don't know.
And they changed Phage.
Oh, yeah, that's the Phage. That's a big one. So it gives half the effect for ranged people now.
And it costs
more. And it costs more, yeah. So we don't know if we'll see Corki as often as we will, or we have been anymore. Or even Trinity Force, for that matter.
Do you really think that 100 gold is going to change that much, though?
I don't know. Could.
That's only, what, 4 more creeps?
I think it depends on how everything's just going.
It's not so much the money. It's the movement speed is halved for ranged champions. So Corki's getting less of a benefit for it. And it's an expensive item.
True.
So wouldn't he rather spend his money in something that's more beneficial? I don't know. I don't play Corki that often, so... I mean, or ever. So I don't know if it's really going to affect him too much, but I could see it. On paper, I mean, it looks like it will.
For people like Corki and Ezreal, they're the kind of ADs that have the ranged abilities that have on hits as well. So, you know, you aren't getting really that much of a buff out of the Phage as you are more from the Sheen. So
no, you're getting it more for the Phage, man. Sheen always was Sheen. Why would they all of a sudden start buying this Trinity Force?
But what I'm saying is that you have the ability to capitalize more on the Sheen than any other AD does, because your abilities are proccing the Sheen on your ability as opposed to casting an ability and then having to cast an auto attack.
Yeah.
So that's why they're so strong with the Triforce, and that's why you don't really see Triforce on anybody else that's a ranged AD.
The Triforce.
And the Triforce. And this is also... If you notice, both of those champions are also the ones that have escapes as well. So they're trying to really get away from the fact that you can auto-attack and then jump at them and use that move speed, and then, or jump away and get away.
Who's Adam?
I'm Adam.
You're Adam? Wait,
you're Millpool. You're Millpool. You've been Adam all this time?
Yeah, that's my real name.
You don't have a real name. You're Canadian.
At least I have a government. Okay.
It's true. We have a government. It's just shut down. All
right. What does that mean?
Hold on.
How does a government just shut down?
I thought the Canadian government was just a bunch of bears in a room eating honey.
I don't think we could get into the government shutting down right now. We have so much more podcasts to do, and we've already run way too long.
All right.
Yeah.
Obamacare.
Don't get me started on Barack Hussein Obamacare.
They're coming for our guns next.
Yeah. The Boston Marathon was a false flag.
What the 9/11 was an inside job.
Holy shit.
This is now just okay conspiracy theories.
Remember when we talked about offending people before the podcast started?
I think we just hit like every major button.
Rover's way.
You're just saying.
That's a court case.
Yeah. Well, let's power through our matchup, our weekly matchup.
Yeah.
This week it was submitted by Donald DeFiccio. DeFiccio.
DeFiccio.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It sounds like it would be DeFiccio. Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Don says that he wants to hear us talk about Zed versus LeBlanc briefly. He added briefly. No, he didn't. I'm adding briefly. Zed versus LeBlanc, mid lane. Go.
Me personally, LeBlanc. Just because I know LeBlanc better.
LeBlanc because she's hot.
Okay. I don't know. It's a tough matchup. I put my money in Zed's corner just because he can poke without the having to worry about mana running out like LeBlanc does.
Yeah.
Plus, if he gets that blue, when she gets that blue, he's just going to be spamming her like crazy, too, with that cooldown reduction. Manaless champs in mid lane are all the rage, or AD champs, too, assassins.
And he fits both.
Yeah. So I think he'd take out LeBlanc, even a good play. I think a moderate player playing Zed would beat a pretty decent LeBlanc.
All I know is I'm horribly afraid of Zed whenever I see him.
Yeah. Once that six pops, you better stay away.
Yeah.
He's going that's in for scary. The kill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But LeBlanc might be able to trick him with her duplicate. She gets
I was just
low.
Thinking that the silence would really be what you would have to go for when you know that he's going to try going for his ult.
Yeah. That silence would help.
Yeah, because you can keep him silenced for a good 2 seconds, I think.
Yeah. The chains are going to be useless if he jumps over them. That's such a slow-moving animation.
Yeah.
Zed's, I mean, yeah. Zed's
his mobility's crazy.
Can't you teleport too?
Yeah. You can dash
shadows.
Dash to your shadows. LeBlanc can dash away too. I don't know. It's such a hard matchup for LeBlanc. LeBlanc's better for mid laners that want to stay far away and try and poke. You know, like a Nidalee or a Lux or something, because she'll just fuck those guys up by dashing in and just spamming all her abilities. She's a better assassin in that sense, but I mean, Zed could do that too. I don't know. Zed's just all around better than LeBlanc right now, in my opinion. And that's the matchup this week.
Where's all our segue music?
We haven't been doing any segues. We only segue from League to General Gaming.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
From League to World Facts and League to TV time.
So we haven't had any boutique and news sections. We're not hearing any segues.
Right. And porn news, we use a segue. So, fuck you guys.
Wow. That's strong.
That is strong.
We'll skip that last one. We'll push it back another week.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's do some general gaming, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, eh?
It's time for general gaming.
Gotta hear your fucking voice in my dreams.
Copyrights go to Freddy Got Fingered.
Big news for fans of games that are made by the company that is called Valve.
Valve Software.
They are releasing a sequel to another sequel to a game called Half-Life.
Half-Life 3 has been registered as a trademark.
Yeah.
And then Reddit exploded.
It's not confirmed. Who knows how this even works?
What, trademarks? They're pretty cut and dry.
You guys.
if that's Valve, if that's legit, that's Valve filing Half-Life 3. Half-Life 3 is coming. I mean, they could sit on it for 30 years. At that point, you're just trolling people. I don't think they've ever really hidden the fact that they were not or developing Half-Life 3.
I read on Reddit that you have to have, like, some sort of, you have to use the trademark within 6 months somehow.
Well, yeah, well, they could make a t-shirt with the Half-Life 3 logo and that would be using the trademark.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I just don't think they're that disingenuous. I mean, they never have been about it. I think.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they just do it in a big way rather than letting this leak out?
When have they ever done anything non-cryptically?
Well, they had that 3-day fucking...
Yeah,
reveal
but that was, was
for
calculated.
SteamOS. I know. No, why wouldn't they calculate this? Why would they just let some trademark application slip out?
Maybe it's part of a larger scheme.
No.
Who knows?
That'd be a shitty ass scheme.
You gotta do it. It's public record, man. I don't know.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll get to the bottom of this.
It should be a happy occasion.
Yeah, we will. I mean, Nasty has Gabe Newell's cell phone number.
Really?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Call him.
I'll give him a call.
No, right now.
Busy
no,
this
call
week.
Him right
no,
now.
No. Right now on the podcast. Now.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Get him on the line. All right?
Hang on.
Is it dialing?
It's ringing.
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Gabe? Hello? Oh, hey, Nasty, what's up?
What's up? How you doing?
Not much. It's just Gabe Newell here, hanging out at my crib.
Hey, I just had a quick question for you.
Yeah?
So, some buddies of mine were wondering if the Half-Life 3 trademark was real. You mind clarifying that a little bit for me?
Oh, it's all part of a bigger scheme.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what we thought. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, talk to you later, buddy.
All right, see you.
Wait, I have so many questions.
Wait, did you, like, hook the cell phone up to the podcast stream?
That's pretty amazing that
speaker.
You have
it was,
his phone number.
It was speakerphone, Wally.
And does Gabe sound like Fat Albert in real life?
Yep.
A little bit. He doesn't have the gravelly voice that Fat Albert does. Yeah, it's not as low either. Well, cool. That was a very nice impromptu guest. We don't get a lot of those.
It's a good thing
only
like
the president of Nintendo, but let's not count him.
So we'll see what they do with that, if anything. We probably won't hear anything official for like another year, if it is true.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, or 6 months, if that what I read was true. Battlefield 4 open beta's out.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to play it yet. I came straight home and did this.
Yeah, I played 5 minutes of it.
How is it?
It's Battlefield. There's vehicles you can get in. It's very pretty. The maps are very, very big.
Please tell me there's some kind of dramatic shift that makes it Battlefield 4.
Commander mode's back, but it's not enabled in the beta.
Okay.
So,
I don't know if I'd call that a dramatic shift.
It's a dramatic shift from what they've been doing the past 5 years. It's a shift back to the way things were.
Yeah, it's like a dramatic regression.
but I think it's progression.
Does it look good, though? Does it look like a true sequel? Or is it more of an expansion?
I literally played 5 minutes.
Okay.
I can't give a definite answer based on what I played. It looked very pretty. That's all I have to say.
All I got to say about that.
So you can get that if you pre-ordered the game, the digital deluxe for $70.
Ugh.
Which is $10 more than what the game itself is going to cost.
Yeah, but I think you get some perks or something.
You get some gold boxes, which are essentially treasure chests. And a vehicle, early vehicle access or something, and the Chinese expansion pack thing.
And you can also get in if you bought the premium version of Battlefield 3.
Which I did.
Yeah, I did too. At some point. I'll probably buy BF... Well, I have to buy BF4 because I feel like our whole gaming group is going to be buying it.
If we don't do this, we'll never do anything together.
Yeah. Battlefield's the one thing that kind of holds us together very sparsely for a few months. And then we discuss playing Battlefield again when the next one comes out.
I watched some Arma 3 video over the weekend. I thought that game looks pretty cool.
Good stuff.
It's a nice, it's a nice military sim, I'm told. Yeah. I mean, it's basically bare bones right now, Arma 3. They have some basic missions, but what they essentially released was a giant shell. Like, they want people to craft stuff with the tools of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's already some mods out for it that look pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Which we've talked about in previous episodes. At least I brought them up.
I can't wait to play. You know what? I am really missing, like, terabad missing the zombie game.
Yeah.
Dizzy?
Yeah. I mean, well, it was fun to play with everybody and scrounge around for shitty cans of beans. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
I think they're dropping the ball on that.
I think they are, too. There's a lot of knockoffs coming out, too.
That's good, though.
It is good.
I'd rather see a really good knockoff than that. What I've seen of it, it doesn't look that good. It doesn't look that different from DayZ, the mod. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's too bad, because someone's going to make, like, a really good Arma 3 version of that game.
Somebody eventually already has. I mean, there's another mod crew working on it already.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, someone's going to pick up the idea and make an actual good clone of it, I think, using the same setting, a large map where everybody has to find their weapons amidst zombies. Ugh.
You okay?
Yeah, I had to burp that whole time. So every time I was talking, it was just like building up more and more in me.
Sounded terrible. It's terrifying.
Sounds like you're going to throw up.
Yeah, you're like rapidly devolving.
I was trying to finish my thought while holding in the burp. Come on. GTA.
GTA.
On my kid. What a fucking podcast this week, guys.
GTA Online available. Well, we all have Grand Theft Auto 5, right?
No, I don't.
Well, you don't count.
I have Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay, so we all have Grand Theft Auto 5 except for Nasty, who we need to somehow hook up at some point.
He doesn't even have a console.
Oh, he doesn't have a PS5.
Yeah, that's the only reason I don't have it.
Damn, that sucks. Okay.
And that you hate it.
I know, but I would have picked it up just to play with you guys. That's what I do with every other game.
I'm enjoying it. And I usually don't like GTA, and I'm enjoying this one. But we need to get together and start playing some online of that as a unit.
It just came out today.
I'm just saying it rhetorically. Can't wait to try it with everybody.
The story mode. I was getting kind of... It was starting to become a chore for me.
It sucks. It always becomes a chore. It's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I want the online so we can blow shit up and rob shit.
I do want resolution, though, in the story, so that's why I keep playing it.
But I need to get back
to it. If I wasn't half interested in the story, I probably would have stopped by now.
I keep getting sidetracked by other games and work.
Yeah. Life will do that to you.
Oh. Yeah.
Do we want to talk about this other discussion topic?
We can push it.
Yeah, let's ditch it.
We'll push it till later. Next week, maybe. Push it real good.
That is where everyone turned off the podcast. I was thinking we'd do some Circle Jerk League of Legends lore.
Sure.
Oh, Wally's not enthused.
Let's do it.
Get enthused.
I am totally into it.
Okay, hold on.
This is me taking off my pants.
Oh, yeah, the Pete's already got there, so you can get naked now.
You hear that?
Yeah, that's some good pants
off.
Taking off.
Pants are off. I'm excited.
Your pants off, dance off.
My dogs are freaking out. That's how much I just took my pants off.
That's a lot.
let's do a review. Come on.
Jeez. It's not a review. It's a lore.
Circle jerk lore.
It's a lore.
It's a me, Laurel.
Who should we do? How about Garen? Because he just got his visual. No?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Garen.
He just got a visual upgrade.
All right, I'll start it. And then Wally, Millpool, Nasty. Got it? Good. Sometimes.
Wait.
Oh, boy. Why am I waiting?
Who am I after?
You're after me.
Okay, just making sure.
All right. Sometimes.
I.
Think.
That.
Garen.
Is.
A.
Large.
Homosexual.
Period.
He.
Thinks.
Men.
Are.
The.
Best.
Thing. At.
Cowboys.
He thinks men are the best at cowboys?
Yes.
I guess that works.
Yeah.
Period. His
penis
is
really
large
and
throbs.
What? What did you say?
With?
Throbs with ultimate
passion.
For
his
male
friends.
Period. This is erotic fan fiction.
He
has
some
kind
of
disease
contracted
by
male
members.
Period.
That'll do.
Yeah.
That's awful. I love it.
Riot, you can contact us for the trademark on that lore story. Someday, I hope a fan that really loves us goes back and listens to all the Circle Jerks of everything and compiles them into some sort of forum post or book.
Okay. You know what? I really wish we were on YouTube as well. We should record ourselves doing this.
We could figure out some sort of a video for these. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Let's do, because he's getting so much play in the championships. Let's do Corky. Corky's lore. Corky
loves.
To
fly
his
helicopter.
Period.
That sums up Corky.
He
flies
his
helicopter.
He
likes
men
to
shake
his
helicopter.
With
massive
genitals.
Period.
Shoot.
Are all these gonna be gay?
Just let it be.
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen organically.
Shooting
missiles
of
his
helicopter
is
full
of
things.
Oh man. Shooting a helicopter, or shooting missiles of his helicopters, is full of things.
It's not done yet. You have to let it keep going.
Let it's full grow. Of things that
spread.
Men.
What?
Across. Mevels projecting his buff guy flexing at the beach mentality upon us.
He is.
What are we at?
Projecting men.
Who?
Like?
Other.
Men?
Period.
Say who?
Who?
Flex?
At?
Other?
No. Beaches.
Yes! Flex on the beach, you tools!
He said at. Should have said on.
Yeah, at. At the beach.
This is
at
great.
Other men at the beach.
Yeah, Milpool loves this one.
This is great lore, guys.
Alright, let's do... Let's do
going
one more.
So well, let's do another.
One more. It is going well. I like this one.
It's good. Do a girl. So if it gets gay, it's okay.
Okay. That is not good. We're going to get people that are angry with us.
No, I don't mean it like
comment.
That. It's like equal opportunity gay. No, that came out so wrong.
Just Okay Gamers loves our... homosexual
yes!
listeners, we appreciate every single one of you.
Yes,
and you have nothing to be ashamed of. We got your side. It gets easier.
That was the worst disclaimer ever.
Yeah, I think you just made things worse.
Yeah, you made things worse. In the spirit of fairness, I think we should choose a female champion because they can be gay as well.
Okay.
Or not, hopefully, Millpool.
Fine, let's do Caitlin. Is that okay?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. When
Caitlin
goes
to
the
Piltover,
she
looks
at
all
of
the
Facebook
messages
because
she
has
a
lady boner.
You can't two do
words?
Two words.
No, it's one word. Don't worry.
It's one word. Look it up. It's one word.
Is it one word?
It's one word.
For
other.
Champions.
Oh no. Who
happen
to
be
women.
There you go.
Yes.
Period.
I did not see that coming.
It all came out right in the end.
I think that's it. That's all it right. For the podcast. No, fuck! I forgot to do the mumble boxes!
And listener of the week!
Oh, listener of the week!
You're a joke! You fail!
So.
Play the listener of the week segment yeah, we'll music do now. This.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're gonna do listener of the week now.
Yo, listener of the week now, he's gonna be real sweet now. It's listener of the week.
I love that.
I love that too.
This week's listener of the week is AFX Penguin, who gave us a rating on iTunes. It's titled, It's Okay. And the review goes as follows. It's okay. This has been Listener of the Week.
Yo, Listener of the Week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's Listener of the Week. Yeah.
It gets me every time.
Penguin, thanks for that rating on iTunes. You can be Listener of the Week. Just leave us some sort of review on iTunes with a rating. Hopefully you'll have more words than penguins, so that Listener of the Week segment takes a little longer than 5 seconds.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I
like it. Yeah, it's very succinct.
It was concise. It's to the point. Mumble boxes. Go buy Mumble Box. Mumblebox.com. You get 20% off. Use just okay upon checkout. You're only going to be paying about $4.20.
$4.20
off of that is not a lot of money, but you'll get it off anyway.
You like a carnival operator?
Guess this Mumble Box's cost.
So come one, come all.
Come one, come all.
Get your Mumble Boxes at mumbleboxes.com. Just okay upon checkout, 20% off of your Mumble server.
Mumble Boxes here.
Nasty, you got some plugs. No, I don't.
Nope. Wow. Not this
week. You just
wow.
So, justokgamers.com is our website. You can go to facebook.com/justokgamers. You can reach us on Twitter @justokgamers. Our email is justokgamers@gmail.com. We'll probably do another listener question comment segment soon, so send your comments or questions there. Audio is preferred, but you can send a text if you want, and we'll read it on there. But really, you should just record yourself and send us an MP3 file. And that's that, huh?
Yeah. Shout out to our chat room on lead.
Oh, yeah. The chat room. We got some new faces this week in the chat room.
Yeah. They're not in there now.
They're not in there now. Almost Ham showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Apocalyptic and Space Doctor MD. They're new faces. Come hang out with them and us and a bunch of others. We mostly idle in there. You can idle in there too. Do that. There's a little cog, little thing on the upper right-hand side. You can click that and do auto join on startup. And you'll always be in there to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the podcast. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. I think Tuesday kind of threw us off a little.
Yeah, it was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, we had a huge special brief guest, Nasty's friend Gabe Newell.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. I'm just glad he answered the phone. He usually ignores me.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, we should try to get him on
for longer. We're not dropping the car off the mechanic. All right.
I like the end of this podcast. It's a good one.
It's done. All right. Good.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, what he said.